In today's Mishnah, we learn the first and second Mishnah, the second Perek of Masechta Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah begins, Eimah medim behema bafun dekaot shel goyim. If someone's staying in an inn that's operated by a goy, he should not hand over his animal to be in their care. Why? Because they suspected al haravia of having relations with animals. And since that is a ben noach, a goy is prohibited from doing so, one would be facilitating this avera and therefore violate the prohibition of lifnei ivur lo titen michshol if one hands over the animal. Similarly, lo tikyached isha imahen. An isha, Jewish woman, shouldn't be beyichud with a goy, because they're suspected of having relations. So what's different between a Jew? A Jew is also not allowed to be beyichud with an isha as well. The difference is with in Israel, we say that if he's with his wife, he can be beichud with another woman, because ishto mishamarto, because the fact that his wife is there means that he will not do anything he shouldn't be doing. However, the difference is, according to this Mishnah, that when it comes to a goy, ein ishto mishamarto, the fact that his wife there will not necessarily stop anything from occurring. Lo yitached adam imahen, similarly, in Israel, should not be beichud with a goy. Why? Mipnei shechashudim hashfichatamim, because the concern that he might end up being killed by this goy. And Bat Yisrael lo teyaled et hanochrit, Bat Yisrael should not act as a midwife to deliver a baby of an ovedet kochavim, of a idol worshipper. That is because mipnei shemiyaledet ben lavodah zarah, because she is assisting bring another worshipper into the world. What's interesting here, the Gemara says that if that's her profession, she actually acts as a midwife, she's paid for it, then she would be able to assist in the birth. Aval nochrit meyaledet et bat Yisrael, that a nochrit would be able to act as a midwife for an Israel. And what's the novelty there? Well, we've just said that the chashud al shvichadam, and how we concern them might kill. And the answer is that no, as long as someone's overseeing it, someone else is overseeing it, then that would not be a problem. Bat Yisrael lo teinik banashel nochrit, that a bat Yisrael should not feed a child of a nochrit. You're referring to Ovedet Avodah Zarah, because once again you bring your assisting in raising another Ovedet Avodah Zarah. Aval nochrit menika banashel Yisraelit brushuta, but a nochrit can feed the child of an Israelite, and that is, again, provided that she's being supervised at the time, or it's within the Rishut. However, if they go off, the concern is, once again, mipnei shvichut damim. Let's now learn Mishnah Bet. Mitrapim mehem, ripui mamon, aval lo ripui nefashot. Here we're talking about, can one be healed by a goy? And the Mishnah differentiates between this, if it's ripui mamon, monetary healing, or ripui nefashot, or soul healing. What's actually mean? What's ripui mamon or ripui nefashot? My understanding is literally it's talking about his mamon, his property, it's like his animals, or is it talking about his personal body? If it's his money, there's no problem, but if it's he who requires a refuah, one should not do that. Another explanation, well, it depends. The ripui mamon, ripui nefashot depends on the severity of the illness. The Gemara says that even with ripui nefashot, which just sounds, or nefashot, that sounds like the Mishnah is against, if the doctor says, recommends, I think you should take such and such a medication, then that would be fine. Why? Because we're not concerned he might be giving them wrong advice, because since this is advice that he could confirm with a second opinion, he knows he'll be caught out if he was trying to advise him to take something that would have killed him. Let's continue. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The one should not get a haircut from a goy, because the concern is the barber has blades and knives that are close to the individual's head, that he might actually, there's a chashash, once again, a shvichut damim, that might end up killing him. However, Chachamim say, well, it depends, not just makom, he says, if it's brushas arabim, if it's in a public thoroughfare, a public location, since there's a lot of people frequenting that place, then mutar, it'll absolutely be fine, because he's not going to commit a murder in such a public location. However, if it's in a private location, according to Kadhis, it's a place that we don't find many people frequenting the location, so here it doesn't have to literally be with the door closed, it can be in a simter, a small alleyway, or in a corner, then it would be asur, would be prohibited out of concern once again, because chashudim al shvichut damim. And the reason why we had to say that it's not going to absolutely be yichud, because haircut or no haircut, you can't be yichud with a goy out of concern of shvichot damim, as we learned in the previous Mishnah. So therefore here, beino leveino means in a place that's sort of off the side of the thoroughfare, in a place where not many people are passing by. So there, the Chachamim would agree that you shouldn't get a haircut from a goy in that location. That's the Mishnah today.